The Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. Here's your commentator and host, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
And once again, to all you jazz fans, greetings and modulations. Today we're going to move the headquarters of Jazz Club USA to a world-famous musical rendezvous. You're going to hear a session we recorded very recently at the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem, also known as the Home of Happy Feet. During the 1930s, the Savoy on Lenox Avenue was the cradle of some of Harlem's greatest jump music. It rocked to the rhythms of such bands as Chick Webb, who helped to popularize the tune Stomping at the Savoy, Teddy Hill, Fletcher Henderson, Lucky Millinder, Benny Carter, and many others. In the past 10 years, the Savoy hasn't been so closely identified with musical developments, but the people who frequent it are dancers, and they demand the kind of good, danceable music that generally turns out to be good jazz. So one night recently, the Voice of America took its microphone up to the Savoy Ballroom during the engagement of Buddy Johnson's orchestra, and here they are playing Little Doll. Buddy Johnson isn't as well known as he should be in jazz circles. He's a fine composer, arranger, and pianist, and he's been making records since 1939. In addition to being an expert in the jump groove, he can provide some interesting music with his arrangements of such pretty tunes as this next one, Stars Fell on Alabama. Thank you. Buddy Johnson plays a number dedicated to his South Carolina hometown. He calls it Down Yonder. That was the end of the set for Buddy Johnson's orchestra at the Savoy Ballroom. Coming up next, taking their places on the other bandstand, we find a great old favorite, Cootie Williams, still known as the King of the Growl Trumpet. Cootie came from Mobile, Alabama, and his unique work with the rubber plunger in his trumpet was a feature of the Duke Ellington Orchestra from 1929 until 1940, after which Cootie spent 15 months with Benny Goodman, had a big band of his own for a few years, and in more recent years, he's been fronting his own small combo. You'll hear Cootie's voice now as he introduces his famous theme, the number he originated with the Ellington Band, originally under the title Cootie's Concerto, later called Echoes of Harlem.
First number, ladies and gentlemen, is our theme song, Echoes of Harlem. Thank you.
One of the wildest tenor sax men in the world today is a gentleman who calls himself Weasel Parker, now playing with Cootie Williams' band. Weasel claims he can play notes so high that only a dog can hear them. Well, I think you'll hear most of them on this next number. Whether this is a legitimate jazz style or not is open to debate, but there's no doubt that Weasel does excite his Savoy Ballroom audiences. Here he is playing Gator Tail. One of the essentials in any band at the Savoy nowadays is a good blues singer. And Cootie has had some great ones, such as Eddie Vinson, and currently a new one in the person of Eddie Mack, who sings on this next number a tune originated by Cootie's old boss, Duke Ellington, Things Ain't What They Used to Be.
Love me. Yes, I my baby don't love me. And that's why this song is called Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Well, I went to see my baby, and she asked me for the key. She said, I'm sorry, Mr. Eddie. Things ain't what they used to be.
Well, on this next number, you're really going to have a chance to hear everybody in the band. Not only Cootie and Weasel, but Rupert Cole, who plays alto sax and clarinet, Al Jarvis on piano, the bass man, Leonard Heavy Swain, and Vess Payne on drums. It's a number that Cootie used to play a decade ago on the Benny Goodman sextet, Soft Winds. Thank you. concludes our visit with the Cootie Williams and Buddy Johnson Orchestras and ends our recorded report on recent activities at the birthplace of Harlem's greatest dance crazies, the Lindy Hop, Truckin', the Susie Q, and the Big Apple, the home of Happy Feet, the Savoy Ballroom. And we'll be back next week with the recorded results of a Dixieland concert featuring such stars as Bobby Hackett, Wild Bill Davison, Edmund Hall, and Vic Dickinson. Meanwhile, drop us a line and let us know how you like the show. Write to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. This is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.